These are landscapes. These landscapes are simply not simply natural. They are shaped, maintained, and protected by generations of farmers. Farmers who go out in all weather, farmers who work early mornings, late nights, in wind, rain, and cold, standard Irish weather. Farmers who keep going when others simply could not, and yet too often those farmers feel forgotten. And Mr. Speaker, farming in these areas comes with real structural disadvantages: difficult terrain, poorer soils, harsher weather, higher costs, and less access to markets. All of this adds up to one thing: lower incomes. And that is a really difficult reality for so many. There's an inequality here that needs to be addressed. And that is why support like the ANC payments is an important support mechanism for so many who rely and did rely on it previously and haven't had the benefit of it in recent years. The removal of the previous ANC payments left a real gap, a gap in income, a gap in stability, a gap in confidence for so many farmers that have been affected. So the principle behind this bill in restoring that baseline support is one that we do support in principle. But let me say this clearly. This cannot just be about replacing the previous scheme that we'd lost in 2018. We have an opportunity here with this bill to do better. Previous schemes were often blunt. They were not always linked to outcomes, and they did not always encourage long-term sustainability or innovation. So as this bill progresses, we must strengthen it. We must ensure future support that improves farm incomes, builds resilience, and rewards environmental delivery.